We're all interested in who's going to be our next president. We consulted a couple of guys to get their expert opinion. Former President George W. Bush and former Vice President Al Gore join us to talk about the race, brought to us by TexasLending.com. Good morning, sir.
Musers, good morning.
Morning.
Kind of regret I rode bikes with Lance Armstrong now, but still a good morning.
Yeah. And also with us on the ticket hotline, the former Vice President of the United States, Al Gore. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, George, and Greg.
It's Craig.
And certainly good to be on with all of your C1s.
The P1s.
P1s.
Yeah, we thought we'd get you both on so we could get the viewpoint from both sides of the aisle, as it were. And why don't we start with the debates and start with you, former President Bush. Tell us how you scored the debate the other night.
Well, I didn't score the debate. That university did. It was held there. It wasn't in my house.
Now, who do you think won, I think, is what we're asking.
Well, I thought that the debate victory went to Romney. Mm-hmm. I thought he had more substance. He said things that were more substantive.
Okay.
I thought he went nuclear on Obama. I thought he won. I thought domestic policy advantage Romney. Economy, Romney. Foreign policy. Have to go with Romney there. Now, I thought Obama won in a few categories.
Okay.
I thought in the category of big-eared, fibbing Kenyans who want our children addicted to government cocaine. That goes to Obama. In the category of America destroying cigarette smokers who think communism and golf are more important than freedom. I'll give that to Obama.
Oh, you will.
Boom, roasted.
Oh, okay. What about you, Mr. Gore? How'd you score the debate?
Well, I want to thank my friend from Texas, the former President Bush, for coming on here today. I know he has a busy schedule of reading children's books during world crises. So I want to thank him for not only taking the time out of his Dr. Seuss heavy schedule, but also for serving my first term for me. Thank you. Well, Greg and George,
jeez,
I thought it was clear, as clear could be, that the winner was Barack Hussein Obama. I thought his performance was good, and although it's true I've gained 100 pounds and developed severe red bloat face, I think Obama put Romney back in his Mormon place.
Whoa.
I also think that Romney has Brent Musburger voice, but that's just my opinion.
Right, that's interesting. All right, how about some predictions on the election? Former President Bush, what do you see happening here in a couple of weeks?
Why does he get to go now?
Okay, I'll go ahead and take this. Look, make no mistake about it. Romney's the clear choice for America. And if I'm able to choke down the fact that he's not a real Christian and his dad's a Mexican, you can too, America.
Gee whiz.
I say Romney wins this one 92% to 12%.
Wow, okay.
Haven't seen those type of predictions anywhere. What about you, Mr. Gore?
Well, although it's true I talk as a gay pirate who loves the show Glee, I haven't had an authentic solid stool in 8 years. I think Barack Obama wins this election running away, 95% to 5%.
Wow.
Oh, there's a big difference.
And if he doesn't win this, I will cross-dress in Times Square. Because I was kind of thinking of doing that anyway. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you both.
There you go. Al Gore and George Bush. Allegedly.